This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone. Yeah, welcome to the Monday meditation. Good to be with you again. If you are new to meditation, I hope to give some clear guidance. I do believe that the basics of mindfulness can be learned and practiced. They're relatively simple things to do with our minds. Even as we try to follow instructions and so forth, it's good, I feel, to keep in mind that we're not trying to do something perfect. We're bringing attention to our own experience. And there is a method, there is something to do. And it does help to make some effort. But it's also good to have a sort of frame where we are kind of knowing that we're not going to do whatever ideas we have about what's supposed to happen or what we're supposed to do. It's not going to be perfect. And so what we'll do is we'll use our ability to decide where to place attention. We'll do it in a very simple way. Focus on sounds, on sensations in our bodies. And the reason we begin this way is there is a sort of process that can happen in our minds and bodies, whereby we do become calmer, more clear, more stable. It's subtle, but can be definite, and we can come to appreciate the effects. And then one respect in which we will notice we're not doing it perfectly, almost all of us will, probably all of us at some point, even in this period, is we're trying to stay with the breath, for instance, noticing the sensations connected with the breath. And at some point, we'll realize the attention has drifted and we're daydreaming, we're planning, we're worried about something. And we include that in the meditation. We haven't failed. It's the nature of our minds to move quickly. And we recognize thoughts, we recognize emotions. And then we bring the attention back. And so there definitely is something to practice here. There's something to learn. And there is a skill involved that we can learn and practice over time. But there's also a big part of this is that permission in the midst of whatever your day is today to just be real, to be a living human being, to be aware and notice what it's like. Is it really that simple? And that isn't necessarily easy either, right? So yeah, let's go ahead. So eyes can be open or closed. I take a few bigger in-breaths, deeper in-breaths, out-breaths, maybe even a little sigh with the out-breath. Yeah, then letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. Whatever is going on in your environment, in your head. And notice how easy it is just to open attention to sounds. We don't have to keep track or try to hear everything. We certainly don't have to stop other things in our full experience that may be pulling at our attention. Just in the midst of what is happening, notice that we can decide to focus on what we can hear. not trying to get something out of the sensations. It's hardly anything to do except kind of decide to place the attention with this part of our experience, see what happens. The idea of doing it perfectly is a bit weird, right? It's just doing it well enough is fine. So you can stay with sounds, come back to sounds if you wish as a focus. It's also good to practice with our bodies in a similar way. So when you wish to, bringing your attention into your body, just settling in, meaning noticing what you can feel now in your body, the physical, tangible sensations, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. We don't have to measure in any sense how vivid the sensations are or how vague and all that. Just noticing something. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So, not breathing deeply the way we began, just letting the breath do its thing. There tend to be some sensations in the abdomen, the chest, slight movement, rising, tensing with the in-breath. Falling, softening, dissolving with the out breath. There also tend to be some sensations that might be noticeable at the opening of the nose, the upper lip, as air flows in with the in breath, as air flows out with the out breath. So, these sensations connected with the normal breath are pretty good for meditation, and many, many forms will use the breath. In our case, it's just that the sensations are relatively neutral. They tend to be not terribly exciting, which make them good for our purposes. It takes some effort to focus in there. It's not naturally drawing our attention. And there's something about this activity of focusing attention on relatively neutral sensations that has really good effects in our minds. It's a way of cultivating concentration, meaning more clarity, stability, tranquility, so forth. Now, we don't have to try to make those states appear. And so we put the effort into just focusing, trying to stay with the breath, the beginning of the in-breath. It's unfolding, the beginning of the out breath. It's unfolding, dissolving. Oh, yeah, the next in breath. So it, yeah, we can make some effort, and it is a skill that can be developed. But no matter how much we have practiced, no matter how skillful we are at this, our attention will still drift. And so when you find that happening, it's not a failure. It's just the normal human mind at work, trying to like remembering what to pay attention to, all that. So with mindfulness practice, we learn to be somewhat nonchalant when we realize the attention has drifted. We can be real in those moments, just recognize thinking, recognizing patterns of thoughts. When we notice that, notice emotions that accompany thoughts typically one way or another. All of this is part of just the practice of mindfulness, of being aware of what is happening in the moment. But the nice thing about this meditation is we don't have any other real responsibilities. It's not the time to try to fix or figure out. And so we do kind of not, we don't yield to that temptation just to roll with the thoughts. So we don't squelch the thoughts, but we can actually notice we're thinking and then bring the attention back. Maybe the next in-breath as it begins. So that's the core of the method of basic mindfulness practice. And so I encourage you to put your heart into it, even while, more importantly, remembering not to try to be some sort of perfect exemplar of meditation so much as just be who you are right now, taking this time. So we'll take a couple more minutes for this meditation together. No need to rush or do something exactly right or fix. Just notice, be aware. So, yeah, thank you. It's good to practice with you. Basics are radically simple. Bringing attention to the breath or the sounds, sustaining attention, noticing when the attention has drifted, being real, not panicking, just noticing, coming back. When we get used to doing it, certainly can make sense. If you're new, it might not make sense. It might be scary. I've had numerous, working a lot with college students, older teens, over the years, I've definitely had students for whom it was scary to take even a few minutes of silence, And whatever the reasons. There can be many different reasons for that. Sometimes there's trauma that they don't want to remember, or they're afraid they will remember. But other times it's just such an unusual situation, right? To be in silence and without the normal stimulation. And of course, it's not just teens and college students, right? That can be true for all of us, one way or another, that it's like a little unnerving. It's scary to just get out of our normal habits. And for that reason, I think it might be a good idea to declare victory whenever you actually begin to meditate, right? When you come to these Monday sessions, you just declare victory. I'll try to remind you next time. We just declare victory because we're here. And if you do a daily practice, which I encourage, begin by just declaring victory. Okay, I'm taking the time, I mustered the courage, or whatever it takes to come to this sort of activity. And then, don't be evaluating. You've already won. You've declared victory. So you don't need to evaluate how well you're doing, right? And that can be a very smart way, I think, to undercut the tendency to try to do something perfectly, which isn't a bad tendency. I mean, when we've tried to learn some skills, it's good to try to do it really well. And the same goes for this. Then there definitely is a skill to be learned, and our experience will then begin to kick in more and more readily. But in the midst of actually making the effort that we have to make in meditation, it's really good that it's accompanied by a sense of ease and that, okay, just being here, I've already done enough, you know. It's quite interesting. It does take effort, and when it is scary for whatever reason, we don't ask about my mom, because that will lead into have to talk about the golfing session the other day. Where was I talking about? Confidence. So, we can cultivate confidence just by showing up and kind of recognizing that it's hard for everyone one way or another. And so when it seems hard to do it or to show up for it, we can kind of remember that, okay, this is such an unusual activity that I am learning a skill, and it can be done better or worse, so to speak. But the biggest part of this activity is just respecting my own experience and remembering that whatever our experience may be, that it is an activity that we share with other humans. And there is no doubt that what actually happens in our meditation practice is very individual. Right, there's going to be things in common with other people and so forth, but it is by definition for each of us a sort of radical experiment with what it would be like for me to take this time and look into my experience and try to cultivate some concentration and so forth, and this is where that idea of doing it perfectly, it doesn't help, right? I mean, what it mean for you to be yourself perfectly? It might be worth pondering that, but don't get too perfectionist about that question. So thank you for your practice. It's good to be with you. I am visiting my mom again. Some of you can tell by
Chair.
the chair. We did play mini golf the other day. We may do it again today. It's a nice day in Portland here. I was doing really well the first nine. It's just a miniature golf course, but it's a very nice one. And I was actually tied with my brother after the first nine, with my mother a couple strokes. And I got a little overconfident, I think, speaking of confidence. And so I just managed to get like an eight on one hole. And she won again at the age of 98. Some of you don't know that. But now you're clapping for her, my mother. I'll have to tell her that you all are on her side. Thank you for your practice. Thanks for showing up. It's good to be with you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.